By 300 BC, many centuries of experimentation in this very unpredictable agricultural environment had resulted in much more productive crops of maize and beans, and as a result, a greater dependency on farming throughout the Southwest. The cultural changes of these years included more permanent settlement. But it was not until about AD 600 to 800 that permanent villages appeared in any numbers. These were the centuries when the three great cultural traditions of the ancient Southwest came into being. The ancestral Pueblo, formerly known as the Anasazi, Hohokam, and Mogollon, the latter a mountain tradition which became part of ancestral Pueblo tradition after 1150. Now, as we've seen again and again in this course, almost no human society is completely self-sufficient. And in an environment like the Southwest, where fertile soils are distributed widely over the landscape in patches, and where food resources of every kind occur in bunches over large distances, no Southwestern community, however humble, was completely self-sufficient. They relied on one another for such utilitarian commodities as pots, and for luxuries like turquoise, which came from the Santa Fe area, and copper bells, passed from hand to hand over large distances. As far as we can tell, this intercommunity trade was highly organized. Until about AD 700, people in the northern Southwest lived in oval or round pit houses, dug partially into the ground and then roofed with mud-covered timber frameworks. But over the next three centuries, there was a change. People began to move out of pit houses into settlements of multi-room dwellings and storerooms above the ground. Eventually, the rooms abutted one onto each other to form pueblos. Why? Because this is a relatively a thermally efficient way of living above ground in a landscape with very hot summers and cold winters. Between about AD 750 and 900, and many of these dates now are fairly accurate thanks to the use of tree ring chronology, which counts the concentric rings on felled trees and compares a master curve of thick and thin rings to the rings found on beams in pueblos preserved in the dry climate, we know that village settlement expanded greatly throughout the northern Southwest, and especially on the Colorado Plateau. The ancestral Pueblo societies that resulted often congregated in pueblos of considerable size. And what's interesting is that these were often shaped in small arcs to make the rooms equidistant from the subterranean kivas, the sacred rooms in the middle of the settlement. So you've got developing in an environment where the carrying capacity of the land is generally very low, a remarkably dense settlements, heavily populated, lots of people crowded into relatively compact settlements. The largest and most spectacular of these pueblos developed in more densely populated areas, like Chaco Canyon, New Mexico, and Mesa Verde area in the Moctezuma Valley, in Colorado. By far the most spectacular of these is Chaco Canyon, with its dramatic cliffs and its great houses. It was a center of dramatic flowering of ancestral Pueblo culture between about AD 900 and 1100.